It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It is a Football Friday as we gear up for Texans, Chargers on Saturday at NRG Stadium. And in that game, it's cliche at this point, but
what's that?
Fun nonetheless. Who are the X Factors? That's right. Appreciate it.
What are the keys to the game?
Yeah. We'll get to those. Who will be the most important non-quarterback on the field for the Texans in this game?
Yeah, you know what? I don't even think I just interpret it wrong. I think of X Factor like
X Factor
below the radar kind of guy.
But that's the thing I love. Like this, I do love X Factor as one of the sports cliches, as we were talking about that yesterday, because it does have that ambiguity to it, and it's one of the reasons why it's problematic. It's just like, hey, man, it means whatever you want it to mean in that moment, right?
The X Factor of the game is C.J. Stroud.
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
That's right.
You think?
C.J. Stroud have a good game, then they will win.
Mm-hmm. It just depends on it. If you want to be real heady with it, you could try and make the X Factor someone who, like, probably ain't even going to make that much. But, like, if he goes off.
Yeah.
Right?
It's all in how you interpret it.
Xavier Hutchinson, because there's a possibility that maybe if he does, you know what I mean? Like, so X Factor can go.
John Metchie have a great game.
Now, that to me would be an X Factor. Like, to me, it's like kind of the under the radar guys. Like, the way I put it, and for the record, we talked about this. I shared this with you guys before he became a first team All Pro. But to me, like, the people that are you know, obviously big time important players, but could really step up and really decide the game, change the game, turn the game, make a play. The Christian Harris play from the Browns game last year, you know, that kind of thing. And my list starts and ends with Derek Stingley, man. I mean, first of all, he's going to be feeling it a little bit, that's for sure, you know, after being named first team All-Pro, if you didn't hear.
Why would you say that? You think he out here partying?
No, but I mean, it's going to be a lot of juice, you know, just with the playoff game and that as well. But I just think he's so damn good, man.
Yeah, correct.
I think he's so darn
good. As do the All-Pro voters.
Yeah, and
the Associated Press.
And not only that, like, to me, there's no question that he's going to travel. You know, he's going to travel with Ladd McConkey. And he's had good success doing that.
That'll be an interesting thing to see in this game. I started thinking about zone, but that's actually more of the other side of this football. I like that answer. However, it wasn't the answer that I thought of when I went to who would be the most important non-quarterback on the field for the Texans. I actually think it's a name that in your notes that you wrote down, but you didn't write him down high enough for me, because I'd put him absolutely number one. And here's the reason why. I think Nico Collins is the most important non-quarterback in this game for the Texans. And maybe this is just taking for granted, knowing that the defense will do their job, right? Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's a cop-out in some ways. The thing that we have questions about is if this offense can execute, and if they can execute with any level of consistency. And I'm still not certain of that. But what is going to be necessary, according to Bobby Slowick, and just honestly general, you're going to need explosives. And I don't know that there's anybody on this team that I trust enough to get you those explosives than Nico Collins. Because if you're not sustaining drives, I don't care I do care how few, but it's highly unlikely that you're going to have few enough points to just win it off of that, right? You're going to need to find a way to get some big plays down the field. And I feel like Nico Collins exists as your best possibility of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it really might just be one or two explosives that makes the difference in this game, because I'm looking at this as probably a low-scoring game.
I think you're right.
And if you have a big bomb for 75 yards and a touchdown, that could be more than enough to make the difference. If you have, like, maybe one drive that gets you a field goal and you're ending up, you know, or another drive that gets you a touchdown and you end up with 17 points, I think this game is won with 17 points.
I think it could easily be won with 17 points. It's going to be a low-scoring game. But equally as important as a big play to Nico Collins is a big interception. Or a big interception and return, or a big interception and pick six, you know, or shutting down their big weapon on the other side. And I just think Derek Stingley, and by the way, thank you, Derek Stingley, because Derek Stingley was asked about the Rex Ryan stuff, the Chargers are basically
getting a bye.
And he
I don't know why he became Shaquille O'Neal there.
He did two things. He did, right.
Lamb and Conkey's barbecue chicken.
There we go. That's Derek Stingley doing Shaq. But he illustrated why the term that drives me nuts, it is what it is an absolute cop-out. And he also had this big, big smile on his face that would not leave his face when he was asked about the Rex Ryan comments. And so listen to how he used it is what it is. He's basically saying, yeah, I know I don't want to answer that, but I heard it.
I mean, I don't even, they can say what they want. It is what it is. Like, they're not going to be on the field with us, so you just got to go out there and play.
That's him saying, yeah, I don't want to answer that by saying it is what it is because that's a cop-out. But
so you think he didn't want to answer that?
He didn't want to give any more bulletin board material back.
One more time for me.
I mean, I don't even, they can say what they want. It is what it is. Like, they're not going to be on the field with us, so you just got to go out there and play.
I did not take that from that.
Yeah. That's an absolute cop-out.
Man. No.
He did not want to give them their own bulletin board material. Like, yeah, that Rex Ryan can
disagree.
Go, you know, or
disagree.
The Chargers or this.
Nah,
or
that. I think you're reading that wrong.
Dude, what is he saying?
No, he's pretty much saying they going to say whatever they going to say.
You cannot change
what they
say.
It ain't nothing you
can
do about it.
Remember, it is what it is. By my assertion means that is something that I cannot change, and I accept it as being what it is.
Yeah, it ain't nothing you can do about that.
So, but he didn't.
So
give
he said it is what it is.
But they're not going to be on the field.
Yeah.
Cop out. But I appreciate him for illustrating exactly what I've been saying about this term, this phrase.
It doesn't look illustrated at all. Time.
But the more important thing, dude, you saw the video. He had this big smile like oh yeah, I know what people are saying. I know what people, he's feeling like he's going to be the guy, and I think he is going to be the guy. Who else is on your list of, again, not necessarily under the radar, but like, you know, players that can absolutely be the most important non-quarterback. For me, as you mentioned, Nico Collins is on the list.
Yes.
Obviously.
I have him at number one.
The next one's right behind Derek Stingley. For me, it's combo platter of Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. Get that pressure on Justin Herbert.
Yeah, that's going to be really important. Because, again, the defense is going to need to, you know, neutralize this Chargers offense and not allow them to sustain drives and do those things. If you can get them in third and long in particular, and you can get back to Justin Herbert, he does not turn the football over without pressure. And so if you want to talk about the idea of having turnovers and Stingley being able to, Stingley or Kalen Bullock or, you know, whoever in the secondary or behind that defensive line, getting turnovers and really taking the ball away, giving the ball to the offense, especially in advantageous positions, making short fields, you're going to need to apply pressure. And that, of course, goes to a couple of guys who got a lot of all-pro votes, got a lot of Pro Bowl votes who were, you know, very high in pressure and sacks, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. I think that's fair. But following in the logic that I used to get to Nico Collins probably being the most important quarterback on the field for the Texans, I will go to something that on the YouTube, Wesley gets here, and I think that I agree in lockstep with him. If it's not Nico, how about some Joe Mixon, right?
He's on my list, too.
The dudes who can create explosive plays on offense, because, again, it feels like that's what's going to be necessary for this team to do something, right? Like, I need Joe Mixon to be able to break one. I need Joe Mixon to also look like the Joe Mixon that we had prior, and the Joe Mixon that we saw on that one drive in Tennessee versus the Joe Mixon that it felt like was only getting 20 yards a game. Like, how about we get back to 100 yards and a touchdown, Joe Mixon?
Yeah. Or just a couple of 20-yard runs. You know, the explosives that you're talking about. You know, really break a drive open and kind of set them up, you know?
Yeah, I just feel like you're going to need those in order to get points on the board in this game. That was what you needed all season long, right?
Yeah.
You needed kind of those guys to put on their capes, Joe Mixon in particular, Nico Collins as well, in order to get yardage. And I think that returning to the thing that works best for you, not like push the Nico Collins, Joe Mixon button. But those guys are the most important in trying to make that happen.
And you know, one way to become an all-pro like Derek Stingley, one way to become a star in this league is to do it in the postseason when everyone is watching. Figure, how about Christian Harris running it back with another one?
That would be great.
That would be amazing. I think Christian Harris, you know, this whole thing about, he's still getting back to form. No, man. He's been in form.
I feel like that's a lie.
Yes.
I think he playing, D'Amico might be playing possum a little bit.
I think you're right. And then there's this one, and it's only because, you know, he is relatively new to the position. Blake Fisher. You know, Blake Fisher, hold up. You know, he's had more ups than downs, but, you know, he's a rookie, and he hasn't really been out there very much. He's facing some quality, whether it's Khalil Mack or Joey Bosa, he's facing some quality edge rushers.
Yes.
So Blake Fisher, man, that guy needs to have a game.
No, that's a great point, especially because on the other side, say what you will, Laremy Tunsil, when it comes to pass protection,
yeah,
he's going to hold up for the most part. I mean,
he's been solid the last couple weeks, man.
I mean,
this is what we expected.
Of the Texans players, I think he had the most first-team All-Pro votes outside of Derek Stingley, who obviously actually made the first team of the All-Pros. Yeah, man, on the other side, that's gonna be the place where I imagine they try and test you. Hey, man, can Blake Fisher actually do this, especially since inside of him is Drew Scruggs, who is not a physically imposing guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I imagine that's the side of the line where they go, hey, is this a place that we can find some weakness in? Let's try it and see. Almost like if you were trying to steal something, right? Like if you were trying to steal something, you go up to a car, just tug on the door, see if that thing's open.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what it's going to be like on the right side of the offensive line. So, yeah, man, if Blake Fisher can hold up, give C.J. Stroud a clean pocket and allow him to try, you know, get the ball out to his receivers and maybe have a more consistent offense, yeah, that's going to be absolutely necessary, because what's going to be really bad is if that pocket is coming in and C.J. Stroud continues to add on to what is a title that nobody really wants, which is a quarterback who has thrown the most outside of the pocket, which he absolutely is this year, according to Next Gen Stats. Yeah, man, you don't want to have him having to scramble and run for his life again in a playoff game, because we've seen how that's harmed him this year.
Now, if you do want to talk about actual, the way I define it anyway, you know, X factors, then we can start talking about guys like Deontay Johnson. Then we can start talking about guys like Xavier Hutchinson, maybe Damian Pierce.
I would go.
And boy, I'm getting way ahead of myself because, you know, I haven't been convinced on him at all. But
the Damian Pierce, I think, is interesting.
That would be a great one.
And it's not from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
It is in special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like in a game that
That's true.
In a game that is fairly knotted, regardless. And I think that's the way I view it. I imagine that's the way you view it as well. Special teams can be the great differentiator, and we've seen him at various points do some special stuff in the return game, Damian Pierce, that is.
Yeah.
Hey, man, go ahead. I mean, on the YouTube, they're talking about opening kick return touchdown. Hey, that'd be a great way to set the tone.
Yeah.
But just in general, hey, getting some good field position would be helpful, or even scoring off of some level of return, that would be really, really helpful. And then also, if you're going to have a defensive battle, which is possible, field position then becomes really important, and getting a good return helps in a good way. I think that he absolutely could be really important through there.
Yeah, no, I feel like we're kind of ahead of ourselves on Damian Pierce, but you bring up a great point on special teams. I mean, he's had his moments there.
Now, do you feel like Kyemi Fairbairn is one that you could bring up here? Because somebody asked
he's more of a not under the radar guy. He's a guy that, you know, close game, low scoring game. I believe Seth said 20-17 Chargers.
He did say 20-17.
That's a field goal game. You know, that's when Kyemi has to step up.
Yeah, someone was asking who is the better kicker in this one. Is it Cameron Dick or is it Kyemi Fairbairn? And that's tough because there's a point in the season where I would have, without hesitation, thrown Kyemi Fairbairn up there. But he's missed a few that feel like they're out of the realm of, or they're out of the regular field that we would expect from Kyemi Fairbairn. So, I don't know. It would be lovely to not leave it up to Kyemi Fairbairn. That's the way that you would hope to handle it. But I think that's closer than I want to admit.
Yeah.
And I'd hope that Kyemi Fairbairn, with the distance that he brings, but then also with accuracy whenever you call him up, because it might be few and far between the opportunities to kick it, and you might need it whenever you call him up.
Yeah.
Deontay Johnson got to come through, someone said, and I think that's going to be huge and helpful, especially if he can find a way to replicate or be some level of facsimile to the type of things that Tank Dell gives you. Because you're asking a lot for a dude that has not in a real game yet caught from C.J. Stroud to jump in and really give you those things.
Exactly.
But that would be incredibly, hugely helpful if you could get that in this game. Somebody said the closer. Stop. Don't encourage him. Don't encourage him.
The closer. He's going to close for an interception, and you're going to go, aha.
No, we're going to say All-Sting Pro, baby.
Yeah. All-Pro Sting.
All-Pro Sting, baby.
Oh, we just mixed that up a little bit. Yeah. Sting Pro Wall. All right. From the 832, Reggie, did you blow through a lunchtime confession with the checking door at car doors? No. I would never do that myself. Oh, man. That was just. Anyways, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's actually time for our lunchtime confessions. We'll do that next.